a major tragedy once again in Japan, as we saw in the past in the tsunami in Asia and then in Haiti, but in Pakistan, the floods. Now we have Japan. And the first thing that we do is really to pray for these people, to give them hope, to tell them that God exists, the heavens are opened, that God is near to you. This is our first task. Obviously, material concrete aid is necessary. The Holy Father has sent through this Pontifical Council the sum of $100,000 to the Bishops' Conference, simply because this is the quickest way that the funds can get to those dioceses most affected. Also, the bishops are the first responsible to charity in the diocese, and they know the needs of their people. At this time, we are keeping a close monitor on the needs. What often happens is that there are so many who want to give in these tragedies, and this is a good thing. This is a new sign of our times that people want to help. And our work is a little bit to see what the needs are and to monitor where the funds are coming before then channeling them to others. So at this stage, I mean, there's a lot of help going out already to Japan. At this stage, we're simply waiting and seeing where the needs are. We'll be in close contact with Caritas Internationalis, with the other charitable organizations, with the bishops, in order that the funds reach those most in need at the time that it is needed. You know, often there's the immediate response, which is good. The Holy Father himself asked for this immediate response. But then in time, the tragedy is often forgotten. This is what we experience in Haiti as well. And so the church wants to be there, not only in the short term, but especially in the long term, where many of the other secular agencies have gone and there's no one to help. And so I think we need also now to be prudent in the use. We need to be good administrators of the funds that certainly we want to give in order to help our suffering brothers and sisters in Japan, most of whom are not Catholics, most of whom are not Christians. But the church does this not because you're a Catholic, but because this is a child of God in need. Always, the way we work when disasters of this nature strike, one of the charitable agencies of the church, and we are responsible here for the Catholic charitable agencies for coordinating them, one of the main charitable agencies takes the lead position to coordinate the church's relief efforts. This is normally done through Caritas. In the case of Haiti, it was done through Catholic Relief Services because of the closeness of the Church of the United States. And so one of the lead agencies is already mobilizing itself to meet the needs of the people. We are receiving constant information on the needs. For example, I know that Sunday, in many dioceses in the United States, a collection was taken up for the people who are really suffering in Japan. So much is being done. One thing that for us is very important is to be present physically. And I think the church has presence physically in Japan through the many missionaries that have been there for hundreds of years. And I think this is amongst the greatest witness that the church can give today, above the material aid, to say, I am with you in your suffering.